Hello, my name is Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Ari Jacoby, who is CEO of Solve Media. Hello, Ari.
Good morning, Kirsty. How are you?
I'm very well. You say good morning. It depends on which side of the ocean you're on.
That's right. I'm in lovely Manhattan on the east coast of the United States this morning, and so I should rather say good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Well, lucky you. So, yes, as you said, you are the CEO of Solve Media, based in New York City. Solve has just launched a campaign with Unilever and Songza, which is based on your expertise in the capture market. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about what you're doing with Unilever?
Yeah, sure. As a backdrop, I'll tell you, Solve Media is the leading provider of performance-based brand advertising, an emphasis on brand advertising in the ecosystem. We launched with CAPTCHA advertising going back to 2010 and then figured out how to do it in video. Moved to pre-roll video advertising, and now we've launched our type-in mobile platform, Unilever. Was a great launch partner for us, both in the States and across the pond. There's been a lot of reporting on our mobile effort to date, which was really, really successful. Songza was an initial publisher side launch partner. Songza, you may know, is one of the more well-known, one of the more popular music apps in the mobile web, whereas Spotify will say, if you like this band, you might like this other band. Songza curates music, say, for a pool party or a cocktail party. And they've been terrific partners to us. The Unilever campaign that you speak of was specifically for the Wishbone brand of salad dressings in the States. We ran a native mobile advertising campaign that truly performed on the numbers. It offered consumers a fabulous user experience, what we call a really great value exchange, where a consumer would simply type in a message like Zesty or Wishbone Italian in exchange for 24 hours of continuous music without interruption, without additional advertising, or adverts, as you say. The campaign was measured. We generated an 87% lift in purchase intent, 122% lift in awareness, according to Comscore, and the effectiveness was certainly noted, by the good folks at Unilever, Mindshare, their agency, and Songs as well.
Okay, so you mentioned the value exchange model. Is it increasingly worth it to give away free access to some kind of content to get people to engage more with advertising on mobile?
Yeah, Christy, I think to understand the value exchange model requires going back, say, at least a year, year and a half, into the follies of mobile advertising and many of the efforts that have really failed to date. So, what we see time and again are firms launching mobile advertising products that rely on the sins of the past, rely on very small, antiquated banner ads that look like literally they rolled out of a child's toy. They're underpixelated. We fat finger accidentally click them all the time, and they rely on heavy volume, heavy noise to try to break through. We believe in a less is more strategy. We believe in a native mobile advertising construct. We want the ad to be in the user flow. And to offer a real considerable value to the consumer. In this particular case, it's a massive time savings and also the opportunity to get an act of brand kindness, the ability to listen ad free for a considerable period of time. And it works for the marketer. The marketer gets a fantastic amount of impact, as they say. It's immersive, it's memorable. Which is what branding really comes down to, at its core. And as a result, the marketer is able to do so much more with less, and it also benefits the publisher because they can satisfy the demands according to user experience of their consumers, and everybody wins.
So, how do you go about measuring the engagement with your ads?
Most folks, I should say, mobile firms that provide advertising services and platforms in the ecosystem really struggle to measure the efficacy of their campaigns. It's something that drives marketers and their agencies absolutely mad.
Absolutely.
It's a huge gap in the ecosystem. I'm proud to tell you that that we have no such gap, that we can actually measure. Our measuring partner is more often than not Comscore. We of course work with Nielsen, Vizoo sometimes and others, but more often than not it's Comscore. We sell guaranteed effective campaigns that we measure. We only charge marketers when a consumer types in a Unilever Wishbone message such as Zesty, never on an impression basis. So it becomes quite easy to count the number of engagements and bill only for those cognitive transactions. We survey much like we do in the desktop notebook environment, which is less of a struggle for most firms. And there's a control versus expose methodology. I'll try not to geek out on you too much. Needless to say, it's an industry standard methodology that we're able to deploy cross-channel, cross-device with great success. And that success inures, not only to our marketing partners, but our agency and publisher partners as well.
So we mentioned your expertise in capture. Was it a natural progression to move from the kind of security market to mobile ads once you've got your offering right?
Yeah, it's a great question. So at Solve Media, we are grounded in security. We offer enterprise class security technology, and what's come to be regarded, and we're fortunate for this as the leading anti-bot technology for publishers on the market. Clearly, we provide services to publishers in both the desktop and mobile environments when it comes to security. What's important to note is that the progression on the product side has everything to do with the user mechanic. Getting a consumer to type in a marketing message is so participatory, so immersive, that less is more. And there's great value to be had in the memorability associated with that action for the marketer and her agency. And so we started in CAPTCHA and really learned the value of that user engagement, and that guided us into the pre-roll environment and now into the mobile environment. What's terrific from a product standpoint is that all of our products utilize the same creative supply chain. It's the same user experience. Therefore, it's the same effectiveness and the same measurement, the same economics, and the same pricing. So we keep it pretty simple around here at Solve Media.
Okay, Doug. And your product works across the mobile web and apps. Do you think it's important?
That's correct. That's correct.
Was it important for you to be there in both places?
Yeah, absolutely. It works across the mobile web and in app formats. We partner with traditional web publishers and app developers alike. We've certainly found the opportunity to create a sustainable revenue model for app developers at a time where they're struggling, and we feel great about that. I think you'll continue to see more and more big deals from us, both in the States, and in the UK in that regard.
Is either one more effective out of interest?
It's a great question. I think high quality publishing partners will always yield effectiveness if the user engagement is one where there's a good value exchange to be had, a time savings or access to premium content in a much better user experience. So we've not detected substantial differences in value between high quality mobile web and app environments, but we'll continue to test and measure.
Okay, and are you able to target to different types of audiences?
Yeah, we've got very substantial targeting on board just about every kind of targeting you could imagine. And so, basic table stakes are the ability to target between smartphones and tablets, between the various operating systems that prevail, i.e., Android and Apple iOS and the like. And then obviously to target by geo. What's interesting that we do that no one else can do is our custom audience creation capability, really a targeting capability that comes out of our process by which we ask research questions in the CAPTCHA space and generate, tens of thousands of answers every single day. For example, in the London market, we're able to ask consumers if they're in the market for a new automobile, and then target that particular track effectively for auto marketers that we work with. And it's something that other folks can't do in mobile. So we of course target in all the ways you would expect us to, and then some.
Okey-doke. And so your competition, who do you see out there? Who you see as a threat?
Well, there are a ton of companies who would like to provide solidly effective mobile marketing solutions to the community in lots of flavors. And the truth is really borne out in the numbers. So we're really proud of the numbers. We talked about the Unilever Wishbone numbers, 87% lift in purchase intent again, and 122% lift in awareness. And those are numbers that most folks can't come close to. Competition comes from every angle. Anyone looking for mobile marketing dollars in the ecosystem will likely bump up against the difference between what we do and what others do is we're able to actually guarantee the effectiveness of those campaigns. We're able to charge only for guaranteed attention, only for guaranteed cognition. We don't ask our marketing partners to write to write checks to us emotionally, politically, or on a wing and a prayer. We actually guarantee it, and I think it sets us apart.
Okay, and you've had quite a lot of investment from venture capitalists. Do you think that kind of proves that you guys are something that's worth backing?
I hope so, and I think they hope so too. We've got phenomenal investors that include the likes of First Round Capital, New Atlantic Ventures, AOL Ventures, which is the venture capital arm of AOL, Bullpen Capital, and a host of others. And we've raised to date in excess of $10 million US dollars.
Thank you very much for talking to us today, Ari. It does sound very, very interesting, and obviously a space that is yet to be won by anybody, I would say.
Kirsty, it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so kindly for the opportunity.